Richard, is there any extra juice for this game, considering what happened last January?
Oh, not at all. I just think, you know, our focus at this point is just trying to go through it. Last year was last year, and the things we've done in the past, we can't pull them into, the present. You know, obviously, you know, we never forget anything, but we just know there's no revenge or anything like that. I just think, our focus is coming out and playing good, solid football.
Since you completely forgot about that game, do you have any regrets out of that game, what you guys could have done better against that team?
No. Obviously win the game. That's the only regret. You know, I wish we would have won the football game. We could have had an opportunity to, continue to, go for some of our goals. But, like I said, Denver did a good job. We had a lot of turnovers in that game. And, hats off to those guys. I think they do a good job in all facets, running the football and passing. Have a good defense. Our work is going to be cut out for us this week, but, I think as a competitor and as a player in this league, you accept that challenge, and we'll be ready to go Sunday night.
What's been the most surprising aspect of the Broncos' offensive struggles looking at them so far?
I don't know. I don't really want to get into any of their struggles or anything like that. I just think, they've had struggles in the past, and they always got back on track. So, we expect for them to get back on track. They started off rough last year as well, but, we looked at it, they were 13-3 or whatever the record was. So, we're not buying into any of that. We know they're a well-coached football team, and they'll be ready to go Sunday.
Richard, how do you feel about your group at this point compared to maybe 2 years ago, 3 years ago, some of your championship teams?
I think we're a little younger in some areas. It's a different ball club. You get on offense. We lost a lot of key guys and also on defense. So, I think some guys we have now are starting to come in and fill those roles. And, we just have to get a little bit more chemistry and more games under our belt. I think we'll be fine as the season continues to move forward, because I don't think any team at this point right now are where they want to be. I think, we're all continuing to work hard and continuing to get better, but if the team's where they need to be, and, you show me one that's ready to go in September and, playing their best football at that point.
You guys have obviously been a dominant team for several years, but Denver's handled you guys pretty well in the one-loss column. I mean, would you say they're the toughest matchup you've had in recent years, or up there, or where would you rank that?
Well, the records speak for itself. It ain't, but at the same time, we've been in the Super Bowl for the last several years as well. So, they've done a good job against us, and hats off to those guys. And, we've done a good job in our own right as well.
Why do you think they've done a good job against you guys?
Say again?
Why do you think they've done a good job against you guys?
I don't know. I think they're a well-coached football team. They have some good players over there, and, the best team wins. And that's just the bottom line. I think they do a lot of things well. They have a good running scheme. I think they have a lot of passes off of that, and they throw a lot of different formations at us. And, offensively, like I said, we just had some, costly turnovers, and they make some big plays on defense, and they're a well-coached team. So, you add all of that together, that's why they have the success that they've had.
Richard, did the Branch trade impact the locker room at all, do you think?
Well, it does, and in a way, because Branch meant a lot to this team and this organization, to a lot of players and, in this locker room. But at the same time, we're professionals, and we still have to go out and take care of our job. It's just like if I lose a friend out here, they have to go and take care of business. Life goes on, and, it's tough to replace a guy like Deion Branch, because he's a Pro Bowl caliber player. So, that's just what it is.
Did you think in camp it would all work out and that he'd be playing for you guys?
Yeah, we thought so. We thought, it'd all work out, because, I've had my struggles, and, I wasn't in camp, but, several other guys as well, but at the end of the day, you figure it'll all work out, and you let, on the business side of it, you let management and, you know, Deion and his advisors take care of that. But it just didn't work out. Like I said, we have to move on and take care of business.
Well, I guess I'm wondering, when you went through the same thing, were you ever nervous you wouldn't be there?
Well, I was always pretty optimistic. I mean, I thought it would get there, and I just understand that it's a business, and you have to take care of business before you get back, get out on the football field. And business wasn't taken care of, and you know, handled, you know, brokenly on one side or another. And you know, we just worked to get it done. But like I said, I was always pretty optimistic that I would be here, and you know, in talking to Deion, he was pretty optimistic. But at the end of the day, it just didn't happen. And, you know, like I said, we were disappointed in it. But, you know, hey, we have to continue to be professionals that we are.
Did it seem strange to you to play as much 4-3 as you have been so far this year?
No, not at all. You know, we have the ability to move in and out of front. And I think that, you know, like when you look at the offensive side of the ball, they know where the play is going, and they know the snap count, so they already have a, you know, small advantage from that standpoint, and we kind of more reacting to what they do. So when we can move around up front and throw a lot of different fronts at them, you know, I think you know, it increases our chances of making plays.
It gave you a little more freedom, didn't it?
Well, a little bit. I always like to move around.
Richard, as you know, your coach, Bill Belichick, comes off as something of a cold fish to those of us on the outside. Does he show any more warmth to you? Does he show any more warmth to you guys?
Well, you know, Coach Belichick is Coach Belichick. You know, I think he's pretty straightforward, and, you know, he's a business-oriented guy, and he's here to coach. And, you know, that's all we expect out of him.